for September 16th. This is my first time doing this, so just bear with me as we get through it. Do we have any additions before I go into that? So I'm just going to kind of go over the agenda for today. First on the agenda is going to be additions to the draft agenda, approval of minutes. We're going to get into the business and marketing plan, and then we'll get into the farm advisory committee report with Sandy. Talk about the vegetable wash station, Eagle Scout project, Friends of the Farm Foundation report with Kirk Gresham, wetlands restoration project report with Robin. And then good old Joe will give us the farm operations report. And then I'll open up to public comments received. So that's the kind of the agenda. So with that said, do we have any additions we would like to add at this time?
There was a request to bring Robin's presentation up to the beginning of the agenda. And that's the only item I had received.
That sounds good with me. Any issues with that? Okay, with that said, Robin, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I only asked to be at the beginning because I get off at 4:30 and they didn't authorize overtime for me. So you know how that is. Tonight, I'm just here to introduce myself as the project manager for Heritage Farm Wetland Restoration Project. I'm project manager with Clark County Public Works. And so I'm the project manager for this particular project coming up. And it might sound familiar to you because, excuse me, my camera's here, but I tend to read the screen. So I might look kind of weird sideways here. You've probably heard about this project before because it's in your Heritage Farm Master Plan, which you voted on. And it's really not a presentation. It's just really an introduction that I am the project manager for this project that you're going to hear about coming online. And if you have questions, concerns, you can, you know, contact me. This project will restore the historic wetlands in the Cougar Creek headwaters. And the benefit of that is that it will increase the groundwater. Summer stream flow will be enhanced, excuse me. And the overall water quality will improve. Also, it will reduce the temperature in Cougar Creek. Now, Cougar Creek flows into Salmon Creek. So the improvements we do to Cougar Creek will also have an effect on Salmon Creek, a good effect. So therefore, we're getting kind of a twofer for doing this improvement, these improvements up here. And why are we doing it now? Currently, we have a grant from Department of Ecology. So that allows us to have a partnership with Parks and Land, the Clean Water Fund, and Department of Ecology. So the grant money from Department of Ecology will take care of a third of this project. Normally, maintenance is coming from the general fund. This project will not need to use any general fund dollars. So while we have someone else's money to work with, we're working to get this done. We're in the very early stages of this project, and that's why I don't have really a presentation for you, because they're still working on the conceptual design. We hope to have 30% at mid-November-ish. And we plan to have an open house probably December, January, depending how that all falls out. Right, today I just wanted you to know who I am, and I kind of wanted to see who you were because I didn't know. And it's good to know who one another, who we are here. I have to actually look at my email address to give it to you because I don't write myself that often. My email address, it's Robin with an I, Clark.wa.gov. you have questions, concerns, please shoot me an email. You also have two other resources that you can contact. That's Rocky Houston and Eric. I am the project manager, but if you contact them and you have a concern or question, they will relay it on to me and I will get back to you. And they will be on the team and keeping up with what's going on and always in the loop. And we intend to keep everyone in the loop. So I'll be checking in with you here and there, also with the board. Any questions, answers, concerns? Eric, did I forget anything?
I'm looking in the chat. I don't see. It says, I'm not sure what. Alex, was that your comment? Robin has to go at number 3.
Yep, that was the addition to the draft.
Okay, so we're good. Robin, I'm not seeing any questions. Unless somebody in the chat, is anybody in this room? Do you have any comments for Robin?
This is Sandy. I guess I just have a question. You said that there's going to be a design and there'll be an open house in December or January. Will there be opportunities for you to kind of review that with this group at some point, or would you prefer us to go to the open houses if we can?
Well, which one would you prefer?
Well, I personally would love to hear about it here at our meeting as a group with the Heritage Farm, but I don't know how the rest of the group feels. So I'm just speaking for myself and probably the advisory board as well.
Well, we will talk to the advisory board. And I can't remember the date. Alex, do you remember which one we're going to? Is it November?
We haven't set that up in regards to the farm advisory board yet. We're waiting to have a product to then present forward to you guys. So that's the sort of the cart horse sort of thing that we're working on. We're trying to get things ahead and let people know this is coming, but we don't have something to be able to schedule a date yet. So we're anticipating in the next, would you say, Robin, 30 to 45 days, we should hopefully have something that then we can start to schedule in advance of the open house, the public open house.
That would be great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Rob Fried. I'm on the advisory board with Sandy. I agree with Sandy. I'd like to see a separate presentation to us to see if it fits in with the adjacent ag project, garden plots. But otherwise, the project looks great. I think it's a great idea, and I hope it's moving forward.
Great. Okay, so what I'm hearing is we want to at least have the board hear it prior to any open house. Okay.
Sure.
Anything else? Rocky, did I forget anything?
No, ma'am. I think you did a great job. And I guess I'll just interrupt now because we'll be talking about it later. And Eric, you can shake your finger at me. So since we last engaged, I think I was here when Pat was still working for us. It seems like so long ago. But at that time, I've changed role as of today. I'm the new division manager, or if it's easier, I'm the new Galena. I just got a haircut, so I'll be learning this new role, and working through. We'll be recruiting for a new planning and development manager. He'll be working, but I'll still be engaged through all the efforts that I have been up to now. So just to give everyone a heads up on that.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you, Rocky. Do we have any other questions before we move on to the next agenda item? Okay, so moving on, we're going to go ahead and approve the the last meeting we had, meeting notes. So has everyone had an opportunity to see those meeting notes?
I never got a copy of them.
Okay, so.
I haven't seen them.
Okay, so do you want to approve, or do you want to
I'm sure they were accurately recorded.
They are. So I move to approve the notes from last meeting. Anybody against?
I'll second.
So minutes approved. And so we're going to go on to the next agenda item, which is the business and marketing plan. And oh, I got to tell you, this is going to be some update because I have no updates for you as of right now. So we're going to be moving on to Miss Sandy Brown, who's going to be talking about the vegetable wash station with the Eagle Scout project and some other items that she and does it right. Sandy, you're going to be talking about the vegetable wash station.
Yes, I'll include that in my report. Sure.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, as long as you brought it up, we'll start with the vegetable wash project. A young man named Alex has put in a proposal to the advisory board to build a vegetable wash station available. And it was the intention was to build it adjacent to the pit garden and had worked with Josh about location and so on. The application came through the board and we thought it was a great idea. I know that there's a carrot washer there, but there's always been some concerns about at least rinsing off the vegetables and so on, along with the hand washing thing, which Christine kind of took the bull by the horns and got that taken care of. But we all thought it was a great idea. It would be a great addition to the farm. We had did discuss about making it a little bit more portable rather than a permanent station, that it could be portable where it might move to the where their produce is being harvested as opposed to bringing the produce to the vegetable wash station. So that was a conversation we had as a board and kind of made that suggestion to Alex. So we approved that and moved it on, but also said that he needed to contact the Historic Preservation Commission because it would need to go through that commission for approval prior to him starting the project. And so he did make that contact and it looks like it could drag on through November. Eagle Scouts, it's my understanding, needs to have their project done and completed and turned in by their 18th birthday, of which his is in November. So he's on a time crunch to get his project done by November, and that's his guidelines. Jackie at the Historic Preservation Commission did indicate that if he made it portable and it was going to be stored somewhere where it wouldn't be used in certain months and that it was portable, that maybe if he submitted his plans to them that the staff could okay it and then he could get moved and they would do that on the October 6th meeting. Then he could get moving along on his project. I don't know where he is in the process at this point. I have sent him a couple of emails and asked him if he got that information off to Jackie so that they could get this through the process in October. And so I'm just waiting to hear back from him. So the project is kind of in limbo, but we're trying to help move him along. I know Joe has worked with him a bit and looking at his plans. And I think Josh, you've been involved with it some as well. But we as an advisory board really support the project and want to try to help him be able to get that completed. He had some other ideas of how he might be able to build it off site so he can meet his goal of his Eagle Scout project and then work at getting it back onto the farm at a later date. So there are three or four different options that we're working through with him. So I guess stay tuned for where we move forward on that. Does anybody have any questions or comments before I move on to some other things? Silence is golden, I guess, huh? So that's kind of the biggest project that we've been kind of working with Alex on. The Chrysanthemum Club has in the past or since forever, as far as I know, has always been under the project of the Master Gardener Foundation. And Master Gardener Foundation has kind of been part, oversaw the work that they did. We are making a suggestion and the Master Gardeners support the suggestion that because of some of the things they do is separate, they have separate mum sales, their activities are very separate than the Master Gardener Foundation, that they become a project of their own so that we can track their work and help them move their project along a little bit more. So I have sent them the application. They are interested in becoming a project of their own. I am going to meet with them on September 20th at their next meeting to go over any questions that they have about filling out the application, but they do intend to submit a project application to become a separate project. So that will be upcoming, and I can fill you in on that at the next meeting about how that moves along. But they've been considering it for some time, and they just haven't known how to move forward. So I'm going to go and help them get that application completed. An event request came through from the Food System Council. I think I might have mentioned this at the last meeting that they were thinking about. This event is happening Saturday, September 18th. They're sponsoring heritage farm tours. So for people to come to the farm and learn a little bit about what goes on at the heritage farm. And this is being held in conjunction with the small farms tour that WSU small farms team does. And so it'll be at the farm from 10 to 3 on Saturday. Bring your boots and your rain hats and umbrellas, and encouraging people to come and just learn a little bit more about what goes on at the farm. There's so many people out there that say they don't know. They drive by it all the time and they have no idea, or they only know it for one thing, like the community gardener. They only know it because Clark County Food Bank grows food there, or they only know it for the Master Gardener sale on Mother's Day. And so it's kind of a way the Food System Council really wants people to know about more about what goes on the farm and how that supports the food system in Clark County. So that event will be happening at the farm on Saturday. And let's see, the only other thing is that we're in communication still with Dustin on the incubator project, and he's coming along slowly but surely, apparently. We are trying to set up a meeting with him to do some more evaluation work with him on the ground. Our next meeting we are going to hold at the farm in October, and part of that meeting will be working with Dustin and looking at where he's at and what his what he looks at for the future of his project. I know he's really wanting to add a second acre to his project, and we're wanting to kind of consider, is that pertinent right now? How is the first acre going, and how's that moving along before we add a second acre to his project? So we'll be discussing that in October. So at our next meeting, this group meeting, we should have some more information on that. And the last thing is I'm just about completed with the summary reports. I put a brief summary report together, a financial one, for the last business and marketing meeting. And so I'm just putting the finishing touches on the text as far as the impacts and such that the projects on the farm have done in 2020. So I'm hoping to be able to share that with everybody by the next meeting. And Rob, do you know of anything else that I should be talking about?
No, I think you covered it pretty well, Sandy.
Okay.
Thanks.
Any questions or comments?
Sandy, I have one. So the Calitz tribe that has been partnering with the RCS garden, the Restorative Community Service Garden, is I just interested in potentially getting some space of their own. So you should be getting, I sent them a form and to fill out an application. So you might be getting something very soon from them.
Okay. All right. Great. I'll look forward to it.
Okay, Sandra, thank you so much for that. So we're going to move on to Kirk. Kirk, you're up.
I don't think Kirk's here.
Okay, too easy then. Then we're going to go to our favorite, Joe Zimmerman.
All right. Hi, guys. How are you doing? Just to give you a quick farm report, we're getting down to the end of the season, and really all I'm working on is really cleaning up fields. Actually, I hate to say it, I'm not cleaning any fields up. What I've been working on recently, or at least working with groups, is to make sure that the groups are going to get their fields cleaned up this year. You know, making sure that they're on track. And if I can just be blunt with you guys, I've just got a sneaking suspicion that we might be left with some stuff in the field But we'll see as we get going. The reason for that is my Department of Corrections crew got called back away due to COVID. Of course, you know, this new outbreak, if you will. Just a reminder to tell you guys a little bit about what has happened. Of course, everyone knows that I get a corrections crew 2 days a week, normally Monday, Tuesdays. I had not seen them since, you know, March of 2020. I finally got them back here in, I want to say June-ish, and had them for about 5 weeks, and then they left again. You know, about mid-August here, I heard, or 1st of August, I believe, the word came down from on high that the number of outbreaks was climbing again, and Department of Corrections shut down the work crew again until at least November 1st. So I won't have them through the rest of September, and I won't have them at all through October. So all I can say is I'm just crossing my fingers that I get them back November 1st, and we can still, you know, make sure that all fields are cleaned up and everything. With that, in fact, I was just out today planting cover crop. If any of you have any questions about that, give me a holler. Cover crop, of course, is a very important, you know, ecological and agronomical function that we do here on the Heritage Farm, and need to make sure that that's in before it gets too cold to sprout. And then, of course, I've been working on some repairs. We had an unfortunate repair to a diesel lawnmower. The WSU Extension shelled out some good money here, you know, a couple years ago for a very nice lawnmower, and unfortunately, it wasn't. Just say somebody didn't take the best care of it and caused it to boil over and overheat. Luckily, we were able to you know, it didn't destroy it, thank God. But we were able to get that back up and running. That took a lot of my time for a couple of days, that's for sure. Let me see, I already said DOC crews out again. I'm doing some continued cleanup around the upper buildings. That's really what's taken up my time. With that, I've got a little, you know, intro for you here. Josh Jones with Partners in Careers came to me and said he had come up with a great idea for some youth training, and kind of told me about it. And well, take it away, Josh. How about that?
Thank you, Joe. First of all, I just want to give context to my involvement out there. So I run the Roots to Road field for Partners in Careers, and we have in the past couple of years started incorporating youth into our what was primarily veteran, homeless veteran programming, for many reasons I won't dive into now. But the majority of my work through Partners in Careers does revolve around youth career awareness and exploration. I have worked with students over the past several years to come up with project-based learning opportunities. And of course, with the farm being one of my favorite places here in Clark County, and certainly with Roots to Road, where I spend a significant amount of time, it occurred to me that there were some opportunities to get youth out there on a different level, doing some project-based learning that might be a good way for them to be involved in the community at Root or at Heritage Farm and to learn more about the history of Heritage Farm. And so Joe and I started these conversations, and I think Joe gives me too much credit. I asked questions, and this led to conversations around tractor restoration and whether or not it was feasible with some of the older tractors that are there on the property. And luckily with Joe's expertise, there is a bit of confidence that we could not only get some of the older tractors up and running in better shape, but also do quite a bit of body work or aesthetic work on them to have that shine, that appeal. So we are going to be working with students primarily from iTech High School, which is a STEM preparatory middle and high school in Vancouver. It is part of Vancouver Public School. It's open for students all across the county. So it's got a very diverse group of young adults who are all very interested in ways that they can develop skills in new and alternative manners. The school itself, I think, is probably one of the most phenomenal secondary education models I've ever seen. They treat students like young adults, coming and going from classrooms as needed based on their own curriculum and their own assignments. Their instruction is very heavily involved in project-based learning or career-connected learning, and much less so in theoretic instruction, academic instruction. So I think you can see in the students the impacts that this has, and I'll be excited to get them out at the farm and hopefully give you the chance to meet them. Our current plan is to recruit around 5 students from iTech High School to join Joe and I out at the farm and work on the restoration of an old John Deere tractor. So this will incorporate diesel technology and going through cleaning up the tractor itself, getting it running and getting it running in hopefully pretty good condition. And then again, that body work to get it looking brand new. And we'll be having the students lead the vast majority of this work under Joe's supervision. So we're aiming to have this start this winter. I would guess sometime between November to January, mostly at Joe's discretion when he has time in his schedule. And I'll be beginning to recruit students for this opportunity, certainly in October, potentially even before the end of the month, at least to get them teed up. So the goals for the students here are several fold. Again, this is a great opportunity to learn more about Heritage Farm itself, to learn about agriculture in Southwest Washington. There's also the obvious applied diesel technologies within agriculture. And then there's the offshoot of diesel technology as a whole. So beyond the skill-based learning and the skill building that we'll be doing by having the students do this work themselves, and then, of course, the learning that they'll be doing about the property, we're also looking to incorporate the diesel technology program from Clark College and hopefully get a tour of that program for the students to celebrate the end of this project, so that those students who have completed will have a post-secondary education connection made for them if they would like to pursue this for their career. So we're really excited. This has been proposed, of course, throughout Vancouver Public Schools and iTech, and everyone's really excited. This is a school where many students are going straight off to college and usually in fields like engineering, but there's always a handful of students who are a little bit less interested in that and a little more interested in the physical hands-on piece. And so this is going to be a phenomenal opportunity for those students to come out and gain some amazing experience. Anyone have any questions or concerns on this?
Josh, is this an expansion of your PIC project then?
It is not related to Roots to Road.
Okay. I'm just thinking we might need to have some background information or an application so we have it on file that that project is an active project on the farm. So I can send you that.
I believe I sent that over to Annette. Does that ring a bell, Joe? Is that what we were doing?
That's correct. And my apologies. Josh sent me a copy as well. And Sandy, as soon as you said that, I went, oh, shoot, I forgot to forward that to you guys. Yeah, sorry. It's on my computer. You'll have it here in about 30 seconds. Anyhow, I'll shoot it over to you.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, two little additions, if you guys don't mind. First of all, and again, Josh gives me too much credit as well. My role is really going to be just an advisor or as a, an advisory role. Let's put it that way. Josh will be the one working with the kids. They'll probably come ask me a question, you know, from time to time. Josh will be the one leading. I don't want anybody to think, you know, what's Joe doing, you know, working this program. It'll be Josh's program. I'll probably just be around to answer questions and things like that. And the second part, and only because I love Josh and I work with him all the time, I have to ask, how are you going to teach them diesel technology on a John Deere gas tractor?
Oh, Lord, is it really, Joe?
Josh, I'm just giving you a bad time. Well, for those who know, it's the exact same engine. They built it both with a gas engine and a diesel engine, but I just have to pull your leg, man, because I just thought it was hilarious. But anyways,
okay, we'll go back to the drawing board. We'll have them. We'll connect to a different Clark College program. Scrap that.
It's all good. It's all good. Okay.
No, I just decided. I was going to say, I'm just excited when Josh and Joe reach out to me, because a lot of we have WSU has quite some old Equipment on the property that still that needs a lot of TLC or needs to go to WCU inventory. So I know that that's been on my list. So I really appreciate that these are equipment that they're not active equipment at this point. So I'm really excited that if in fact that they can fix them up and maybe they'll work, I hope. So that's I'm very excited about that. And I'm really excited about kids coming to the farm and really experiencing just this aspect of food systems and farming. So
well, and to continue what Christine said, and I have to say, you know, for everybody that's listening to this meeting today, the real selling point for Christine, at least I feel it was, you know, listen, we have a tractor that went up, a tractor that got parked when Clark County purchased the new tractor, the 5065 tractor. And essentially it just never, WSU just never got around to surplusing it. That tractor is worth, oh, let's say $2,500, maybe $3,000. With a fresh coat of paint and some new decals, all of a sudden you have a $6,000 tractor. And so, yeah, so that's the real neat thing. Yes, some kids will get some benefit from it. Well, a lot of benefit from it. You know, the Heritage Farm will get some, you know, notoriety, for lack of a better term, but also WSU Extension is essentially going to get additional benefit, if you will, from this tractor that then will go to surplus. And like I said, more than likely will pull nearly double the price that it would have if we had just sent it the way it was, you know.
Well, and then we could put it into our repair fund for when other things like the mower go out. So yeah, different things like that. That could be our slush fund for things like that. So that's nice.
Okay, anything else before we move on? It looks like we're moving on to public comments. Do we have any public comments at this time?
Alex, do we have anybody that is online? Anything? No.
Okay.
I do not have any public comment, and I believe the public comment we're going to Eric's email. So if there's none in his inbox, then I think we're good.
Yeah, I received none, so we're good to go. Before we get off, I do have to. I want to thank Joe. So as you know, I've been with, I don't know, Clark County less than 90 days. And I have a pretty large portfolio. So I asked Joe to kind of step up a little bit and help me with some leases and some administrative duties. And he did. And he did a great job. So he helped me draft the Master Gardener lease, which is almost done. And he also helped me edit and draft the WSU extension lease that is due in December. So he's stepped up, appreciate it. You know, he's just not just a pretty face. He actually knows what's going on there. So Joe, I just want to thank you for helping me. You did some great work. So thank you so much for that. And with that, I have no other comments. Is there anything else for the good of the order?
It's gonna rain. It's
gonna rain on a lot Friday, right?
Next couple days.
My grass is gonna turn green. Awesome. Looking forward to that. But anyways, congratulations, Rocky, on your new role. We all look forward to seeing how great you're gonna be. So anyway, with that, I say thank you. And my understanding is that we're meeting in November. Is that correct, Alex? The 18th of November. So I will see all of you November 18th. Thank you again. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.